And I want to speak about it a little bit tonight. What the difference is, why this young man could not find religion in the Bible, and why Western missionaries cannot find religion but only superstition in the East. Now, if you draw a line through Persia, that's to say, Iran, eastward of Iran, there are two great domains, creative culture areas. And these are India and China. These are the great original creative civilizations there. And such an area as Southeast Asia has received its culture from these two domains. Also, Tibet received its religion and culture from India. If you take the two areas westward of Iran, we find two great creative zones there also. One is the Near East, and the other is Europe. Now, here we have in our Western world this wonderful Mediterranean, and these two areas, Europe and the Near East, have consequently been in continuous contact with each other. There has been great interaction, and races from all directions have influenced the culture of these zones. We have them from the north, from the east, and from the south. Whereas when you look at these two great eastern domains that I'm speaking of, India and China, they're quite isolated. Until modern transportation, one had to go to India by land for the most part. The waterways were very difficult. There are very few harbors on the coast, and the small ships found this traveling very difficult. One had to come in through the great Himalayan zones, and so very slight new impacts could be made, and the culture field itself could absorb any influence that came in. Consequently, there was a very conservative situation there. India remained quite conservative and the same throughout many, many centuries. Everything that came in was absorbed. Similarly, in China, there are the great deserts, and any influence that came into China could be absorbed. So these two worlds of India and China represent very long, unchanging continuities of belief. When did the high culture arrive in these two areas? The early date for high civilization in India is 2500 BC. Now, from the standpoint of the Near East, that's quite late. Things begin in the Near East around 7500 BC, the building up of substantial little communities, villages. By 3500 BC, 3500 BC, there are cities in the Near East. This is the period of ancient Sumer. By 2500 BC, this Sumerian form of civilization has arrived in India. And it arrives in China 1,000 years later. 1500 BC is the time of the earliest Chinese dynasties. We see it, we always hear that China is a very ancient culture. It's the youngest of the old world cultures. Now, these two cultures arriving in India and China came from the Near East. In the Near East, when large cities developed, we had specializations, people who were particularly concerned with governing, people who were particularly priests, people who were trading people, people who were artisans and working people. And as I said last week, at this period, the important people for us in terms of religion and mythology were the priests. These were professional observers of the heavens. And they kept records of what they saw, because it was thought that from the heavens, omens and instructions could be received. And it was these people, I'm repeating something that I said last week, who recognized for the first time that the planets were moving on mathematically determined courses through the constellations. And it was these priests 3,500 BC, this is a long time ago, who got the idea of a cosmic law, a single mathematical, impersonal law that governs the universe. And they governed the priestly ceremonies of their culture in terms of the movements of the planets. We still do this. Passover and Easter occur in relation to full moons and springtime and all that kind of thing. All of these festivals are seasonal festivals to keep the society in tune, in harmony with the great universe. But at this period, this movement of the universe was considered to be completely impersonal. It was something that happened in the most ruthless way. Nothing could stop it. Just as the sun rises and sets and the year goes through its seasons, so great eons. The whole universe was, as it were, a great organism that came into being and went out according to great laws. And the gods, the deities, were simply officials. They were simply executors, simply people who saw to it that this great cosmic impersonal order continued.